Blog Talk Radio.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, you feel me? B Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Ric Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now tell me, right now you chillin' with my homegirl, Chuck Mommy. You feel me on Chocolate City Radio? Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all ride in the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me.
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement, or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
This is that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton, and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now, I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Chalk Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy, Carter B of 4Play Media Group, and I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
This evening's edition of Chocolate City Radio. Oh man, I know everybody is like, what the fuck? Normally I do my show on Tuesdays and Friday nights, but hold on. Matter of fact, this song is going to play. I don't want it to play just yet. Let me pause it. Hold on. Normally I do my shows on Tuesdays and Friday nights, but this Tuesday I had some technical difficulty. I wasn't able to call in, or I did, and then it like, it did some old funky shit or whatever, so I was, like, kind of fucked up in the game or whatever. So I couldn't call in. I tried all these different numbers, and I still wasn't able to get in. I was mad as fuck because me and Dahlia, we had, I hope I'm pronouncing it right. I'm going to bring her on, and she'll let me know if I am or not. We were going to be talking about judging because somebody wrote an article that they saw me interacting with somebody with, and they have formed a negative opinion of me. And after they fought me, then, led them to, wow, you know, they wrong or whatever. Hey, I was just like, that day, I'm talking about, or I'm going to say, being at me for Riding the Chocolate Wave Volume 1 that's being promoted on Twitter right now. I'm just doing a promo cover. So just tell them that you heard me talking about them on Chocolate City Radio and you get a 20% discount off of your graphic needs or whatever it is you need him to do, because he does everything, website, business cards, anything graphic that you need, he does. Photography, videography, you know, all of that, you know what I mean? So what I'm going to do is bring on Dahlia, because I know she wants to know what happened to me today, and it's just going to be some more crazy shit. Okay, now, am I pronouncing it right or wrong?
It's Dahlia. It's fine. It's not Dahlia?
Okay.
Dahlia. Well, you never seen the movie The Black Dahlia?
Hell no. When did it come out?
Oh, a while back.
Okay, see, remember, I was locked up for 3 years and 8 months, so I... I didn't get to see a whole lot. Man.
I hear you.
My day has been fucking crazy. Like...
What happened? I know some people are probably like, who the fuck is Dahlia? Like, it's Caprice.
But on the show, it's Dahlia. And this is my beautiful co-host, and we're going to kick it and talk shit, have topics, play music. Tuesday night, we have SB coming on. I'm going to play a couple of his songs. You know what I mean? Let me see. Where do I start? I'm in the shower today. I get a phone call. Some shit happened at my apartment complex that I don't live at anymore. But my daughter took over the apartment. Some bullshit. Her baby dad got shot at.
Oh, my God.
Over. Somebody's window got shot out. And to make a long story short, my dog ended up getting shot. And it wasn't until at the end that I realized that my dog had got hit. He got hit in the paw. It was like a clean shot or whatever. Am I mad? Fuck yes. Because I have a lead.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Like, I have a lead because that could have been my grandkids. That could have been anybody's kid.
Yeah.
In an apartment complex, everybody is outside being nosy. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
Like, anybody could have got fucking hit. So I'm, like, really upset about that. And it's, like, it's pissing me off. So, you know, I kind of, like, have a lead. And then on top of that, because my daughter wasn't on my lease, my apartment manager wanted to be a bitch and was like, oh, I don't want them on here. They got to leave right now. Really? Oh, I'm going downtown tomorrow and get an emergency eviction for you. Really? So this bitch had a cup of courage because the police was there. But what she don't understand is I don't give a fuck about the police. You understand? I don't need the police. Don't put no fear in my heart. So, bitch, why you think you gonna say something?
Right.
I'm back. Like, bitch, who the fuck is you talking to? Like, really?
I mean, like, they don't know the circumstances. They could have just been staying there watching your house while you were out of town. Anything. They don't fucking have proof of anything. They don't know.
I mean,
you see what I'm saying?
I don't live there. My daughter's been staying there ever since I moved in. You know what I'm saying? But
right.
It's just on some old humbug shit. But since the shooting today, I guess that's what she needed. And so, you know, she kept calling the police and I want them off. All these people are here. I'm going to start banning people. Then you have to arrest them for trespassing and everything like that. Because technically me and my 17-year-old are the only people that could be there or whatever. So I'm just like, bitch, for real? And she's like, now. I was like, okay. I'll get to it. She's like, well, I'll wait. Bitch, you're going to be waiting for a while. And she was waiting for a while. I wanted to put hands on it and knock the shit out of her. But it's like, that would have been a charge. And I can't afford to take a
seat. Anymore.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, really?
Right.
Miss me with that bullshit. And even the police was just like, okay. And Brian was there. But what's funny is, you know, I snapped on one of the cops or whatever. So I've never known a cop to care if a person was mad at him or not. So he took the initiative to be like telling my daughter, like, could you please tell your mom to come here? I don't want her to be mad at me. I just want to talk to her some more and stuff like that. This motherfucker had me hemmed up talking to me all fucking day. You know what I mean? To the point where he got, like, numbers so he could call and ask me questions. so they say. You know what I mean?
Right, right. He know who the hell you are. He know your show.
He done pulled up my records like, oh, shit, you got a conspiracy charge? Kidnapped? Well, I'm like, oh, that was my ex. He kidnapped me. So, you know, it's like, man, talk about protect and serve. I got
right.
The number, and Brian was there. So, he's like, not knowing that Brian is like my dude or whatever, and he's just sitting talking to me and all this other stuff, and I'm like, okay. He's like, you know, if you have any questions, he hands me his card and he writes his cell phone number down. And I was like, oh yeah, if I want to go out for some donuts and coffee. He's like, do I look like I eat donuts? I'm like, yes, you look like you eat donuts, and then you take your ass to the gym and work out. Don't ask me no damn like that.
Look at you,
girl. I'm just saying. Then here go my brother. Oh, cause you know. My toe is fucked up.
So oh, yeah.
I can't wear shoes. So I'm outside in these colorful, cute little footies or whatever. And he's like, everybody's like, why don't you have shoes on? Because when I sprained my toe, and then I fucked around there and hit my toe again on Sunday and fucked it up again. So shoes, it hurts. So everybody is just like, wow, you have to be careful. So the cop is like, okay, well, you don't want to do anything and go down to the Greensboro Police Department, not with your foot being like that. So my brother's like, oh, let me find out. He wanted to suck your toes and make them feel better.
Ew. Tripping.
Like,
oh, my God.
You know what? I'm not fucking with you. I am not fucking with you right now. So he was just having all kinds of jokes. He's like, yeah, that cop was sweet on you. Then even my daughter noticed and was like, yeah, Mom, he sure was spending a whole lot of time talking to
right,
you.
Right, about and some shit that, you know, wow. I'm sure other people had a story to tell. I'm sure other people wanted to say something.
But
he's spending all his time with you.
Like, what could they say? Because even when the lady was like, oh, the kids got to go and everything like that. The police
right.
didn't say anything because they didn't agree with her. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
like,
yeah.
I'm just going to put somebody out like that because she can't put me out like that because I'm on the lease and everything. Like, but with my daughter and stuff, I mean, they're fine and everything like that, but it's just the point. Like, how do you do shit like that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's like, look, I don't got nothing to do with you and the apartment manager. You know what I'm saying? I'm just here
yeah.
to make my report, this, that, and the third. So then the manager calls the sergeant. Like, I'm like, okay, look, they're leaving. I'm like, this shit is fucking crazy. I said, why don't you do this? If that bitch got another complaint, why don't you bring her down here personally so I can beat her ass? I'm like, y'all ain't got to hear it secondhand. Bring her down here. I will just go ahead and beat her ass in front of y'all. And y'all can take me downtown because then all of this will be for something. You know what I mean?
Right. It'll be resolved right then and there.
That was like, oh, shit. So she keeps riding around in her van looking to see what's going on and everything like that. And
like, bitch, you just had a shooting. Worry about that and then worry about the bullshit later. Like, nobody over here was shooting. I hate when they... You know what I'm saying? Like, when something pop off or whatever, and then they try to crack down on stupid shit.
Yes, like,
it's like,
know,
bitch, this is pointless, regardless as to who's where, you know what I'm saying? Like, anybody could have got hurt. So how are you preventing this? You see what I'm saying? Like, you're not preventing it by putting, you know, my kids and my grandkids out because they weren't involved with this shit.
What's going to happen, and I can't do it because I know I'll be a suspect, is I'm going to whoop her ass. Then my brother's like, damn, that bitch look familiar. How about this hoe is on tag?
I'm not playing with your brother.
So I'm going to send somebody her way, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to have a motherfucker piss on her ass, take her out on the blind date and pull his dick out and just piss on that bitch.
I'm going to need you to not be telling all your plans,
man,
on the show. This is evidence right here.
I don't give a fuck. I really don't care. What is it?
Element of surprise. Element of surprise.
Book. Yeah, write a book. I really give a fuck. So now, the topic of what we were going to talk about Tuesday was judging. You know, because we had the conversation, you know, somebody looked at my picture, and then, you know, it's like they judged me from the picture. Oh, shit. We
and, they was and they were tweet watching as well. Twatching. They was twatching.
My thing is, it doesn't matter what kind of a picture a person has up there, because I'm in the line of sex. You know what I'm saying? Sex sells. Sex gets my numbers up. My pictures get dicks up, so when a nigga's dick is up, he's following me. He's receptive to whatever the fuck it is I got to say. I'm like, you know what I'm saying? So,
right.
Watch me, write about me. It's just bringing more fucking attention and popularity my way, because then people are going to want to understand what is it about me that you really didn't like. And I'm a likable person. There is no reason for anybody not to like me unless I fucked your man, I fucked your daddy, I fucked your brother, your cousin, your homeboy, and just left the motherfuckers hanging with their tongue out wanting more pussy, more good pussy, excuse me. But I'm just saying, you know, it's like...
ego stroke, stroke her ego, stroke her ego.
But no, I'm just saying... A picture is worth 1,000 words. So
this is true.
My thing is, it was a picture from a photo shoot. You know what I'm saying? It was like nice.
So was it the picture where you had your pussy out and you were touching your pussy?
No.
Was that the picture?
No, actually it wasn't.
It was the booty one.
Wait, hold on. Is that the picture I had before?
Well, no, the one you have before now. Wait, which one do you have now?
I have the album, the mixtape cover.
Okay, you had, like, the one before, you had, like, with your hands up, and then you were showing some cheekage, and then the one before that, your pussy was out, and you had your hands on it.
I mean, hey, I'm like
this. I mean, either fucking way, she's a grown-ass fucking woman. So if you don't like what you see, you don't have to follow her. You don't have to talk to her, anything like that. If you don't like somebody, you know, or you don't like what the fuck they're doing, then go live your own life and do without them. It's that simple. Like, I mean, like, if I follow somebody on fucking Twitter and I don't like them or I don't like what the fuck they tweet or whatever else, I'm not going to fucking make a big ass scene about it. I'm not going to, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to just unfollow them, you know? But people don't bother me. Like, everybody's grown. I'm not about to be commenting on what this person or that person does. I'm not going to fucking judge you. You may get on my nerves just because I'd be like, oh, wow, okay, you don't really talk about shit. But other than that, I mean, everybody on Twitter does and say shit that they don't normally do in real life. You know what I'm saying? Like, Twitter is a world where you can express who you are, who the fuck you think you are, or who the hell you think you want to be. You know what I'm saying? So stop getting so offended at what the fuck people do, because people are showing their ass over the computer. It would definitely be a different story, you know, in real life. But, like, I respect you because this is what you do as a job. This is what pays your bills. You see what I'm saying? Like, bitches be putting that shit out there for fucking free. You know what I'm saying? For nothing. These bitches do it, and it has nothing to do with their line of work. So
yeah, true indeed, but it's like, you know, after, because my manager read the story and everything like that, and she's like, oh my God, it was like a good thing. And then it's like after we talked and everything like that, it was like mad cool, because it's like, I like when people are honest. I like
right.
I do something you don't fucking like, and you don't like it, and then you, I always tell you, respect it or check it. And then after we sat down and talked, it's like, wow, you were so different. We have so many similarities, and, you know, it's cool. And I mean,
right.
I'm happy with that, because it's like, I'm not tripping, you know, about that, because my thing, at the end of the day, you was woman enough to tell me, and we
right.
somewhere else. A lot of motherfuckers will hide
that
shit and be like, oh, this, that, and the third. I can't see a fake motherfucker.
Exactly.
If you a loose bitch. Don't act like you not loose and then you turn your nose up at everybody else and stuff like that. Being judged.
Yeah.
Because I had somebody judge me because I thought I wanted to be a porn star, but I can't be a porn star because I can't fuck a lot of different people. They got big dicks, and I don't even know who they are. And at the time, I wasn't even fucking in my personal life. So if I'm not fucking for pleasure, how am I going to fuck for business? And I know people
right.
are like, what do you mean by that? Me, personally, is I have to enjoy fucking. I have to enjoy sucking your dick because that's my shit. I'm not just, I'm going to get paid a few thousands of dollars for you to fuck me and suck your dick, and then I look at myself in the mirror and I'm not happy. So it's like I couldn't do that. So
right.
turning your nose up to me because of what I was doing, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I definitely understand.
But the thing
is, that's why, I mean, I respect her because, you know what I'm saying? And like just a minute ago, I was just typically speaking for people in general, not specifically about the girl who wrote the post. But the girl who wrote the post, I mean, like you said, you know, she was real about it. She admitted that she misjudged you and everything like that. And I respect that because a lot of times, you know what I mean, it'll be little things to where we do judge people. And, you know, we won't give them a chance. But the fact that, you know what I mean, she gave you a chance and, you know, you surprised her. You turned out to be something completely different. And, you know what I'm saying, she wrote a blog about it. I mean, I think that's fucking fantastic. I think that's amazing. And I think if we did that in our everyday life, you know, gave people a chance before we judged them, things will be a lot different.
Oh, exactly. Things will be a lot different. But for me, you ain't really got to give me a fucking chance. I'm going to take it whether you give it to me or not. You either going to love me or you're going to fucking hate me. It ain't no in between because there is no room for motherfucking middle ground. You either love me or you fucking hate me. And if you fucking hate me, I'm going to make you really hate me. And if you love me, I'm going to really make you love me without giving you some felony head or some good-ass pussy.
Right. And see, me, I'm the type of person, like, I'm going to do me regardless. Like, I could give a fuck what anybody thinks. Like, if you like me, then, you know, great. That's always a nice feeling. That's always good. If you hate me, it's like, oh, well, damn, you know. I may ask, okay, well, why do you feel this way? Oh, okay. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, I used to be that type of person where people, you know, if they don't like me, I'm like, why don't they like me? I'm so nice. But now, like, I can really give a fuck. You're not paying my bills. You're not putting food on my table. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could care less. You know, if you want to judge me, whatever. I know who I am. I know what I like to do. I know what I stand for. And, I mean, if you feel different, then it's whatever. Like, I really don't fucking care. Like, I could love the hell out of somebody, but the moment they make me mad, I could easily just erase them and act like they never even fucking happened. I mean, and at times it's good and at times it's bad, you know what I mean? Because sometimes I get to that point where it's like, oh, well, ain't no fucking working shit out. You know what I mean? Like, I'm beyond that. But, like, I'm slowly learning to realize, okay, you know, this person's worth it. You know, not everything's going to be perfect. So I'm gonna fight for this friendship or I'm going to fight for this relationship because I just got to that point where I was just like, fuck it. You don't give a fuck about me. You know, you're going to do this. You're going to piss me off. Cool. I don't need you anyway. Fuck it. Who are you again? You know what I mean? I'm just that type of person.
Exactly. Miss me with that bullshit. It's like only the strong survive in this world. And then, you know, weak people just find strong people to stand up for them, in which I am good for that. Like, I am so in love with the underdog because I am an underdog because everybody told me that I wasn't going to be able to do shit in the adult entertainment world because I was old as fuck, okay? So look at me now. I'm like doing a lot.
Look at
of
me now.
Hey, look at me now. Hey. So it's
right.
My thing is, it shouldn't matter how old a motherfucker is, if you got the drive and the determination to do what the fuck you want to do, fuck your age. If you 60 years old or 65 years old and you ain't got no motherfucking teeth and you want to be a porn star and you want to fuck everybody, then
shit,
do it.
That's even better. You ain't got, like, I mean, you can fucking deep throat a dick and not have to worry about chomping on this shit. That's
also,
smooth head.
Like, you know what I'm saying? No, I see some granny fuckers. You know what I'm saying? Me personally, I have a problem fucking an old man because I was told when you fuck old men, you get worms. I'm sorry. I'm just saying.
Don't like fucking wrinkly ass balls. I can't do wrinkly ass dick, saggy skin. I just can't. I mean, you know, don't get me wrong. I mean, I don't know. I just can't. Me personally, I need to fuck something fresh. I'm gonna be scared that I'm gonna kill this nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, how I'm supposed to bounce up and down on a fucking old man? Like, break his hip or some shit? No, I like it fucking rough. So,
give him a heart attack. I mean, that's what I would be.
Exactly.
Thinking. Or he gets some Viagra, his dick won't go down, and he just be like a horny old man and shit like that. Like, one time I was in the hospital, and I was there for depression or whatever, right? And it was this old man, he got a boner. And one of the therapists that came in, because it was like in the day room and everything, and his dick got hard. This motherfucker tried to hunch the hell out of her ass or whatever, right? And he was just real happy. And they said they had to put him in a room. They said that motherfucker jacked so long and so hard.
Ew. That is disgusting. My sister, she worked at a fucking nursing home, and there was this fat-ass man. She didn't realize what was going on, and I think she was either making his food or doing something. She just walked in, and he was, like, stroking his dick, and she was just like, oh, my God, and she called me, and she was like, eh. Like, my family, they call me Precy, and she was like, oh, my God, Precy, he was just the nastiest, fattest, most stankiest, ugh. And she was like, I'm like, Tia, please don't throw up, go back to work. She was like, I can't fucking do this.
I mean,
couldn't.
Me personally, I would have to say, I called myself dating a fat guy one time, right? Because I'm like, I'm going to change my ways, right? He was Spanish, his name was Caesar. He was, like, you know, light-skinned. He had blue eyes or whatever, right? So we was going out, and, you know, I was excited because I could see the potential if this fat fucker worked out. You know what I'm saying? So it's like we go out, and I'm not even ashamed to be with him or nothing. So it's dinner, everything like that. So motherfucker come back to my crib, and I'm like, I'm changing. And I changed my way of thinking. I'm going to be small-minded. I'm not going to be prejudiced. And I'm like, all right. So,
right.
I get some pussy. Not a problem. So, when he is being undressed, you know, he had a healthy stomach or whatever, right? I'm like, where's your dick? He's like, oh, it's in there. And I said, what do you mean? It was inverted. You know, then...
Wait, hold on. Your phone keeps blinking in and out. I can barely hear you.
That'll be your phone.
Huh?
That's your phone, because when you went earlier, your shit was fucked up. In the chat room, am I cutting out to you? I'm in the chat room. So what happened? Can you hear me?
Yeah, it's still blinking in and out. I got good bars.
So,
is it my phone?
Okay. Okay, that should be better. Ma'am?
Yeah.
I have a full signal. Then, he's big. That bitch ain't getting on top of me, so I get on top of him. And I just had a problem because when we're fucking, it's like I'm pushing up the rolls. And I'm like, oh, God. Let me hear visualize something and come. So I came and everything like that. And, you know, he ended up spending the night and stuff. And then the next thing I know, the next morning, I'm looking at him like, oh, my God. Bitch, what have you done? What have you done?
Ew. I've never been with a fat man.
Say, it's time for you to go. It's time for you to go. After that, my homegirls at work is like, oh, Pam, you are a chubby chaser. I'm like, shut the fuck up. I'm not a chubby chaser. I was just trying something new.
Would you ever do it again?
Huh? Would you ever do it again? Not that fat. If he had a big dick and nice pockets, and he could give me everything that I wanted, and he spoiled me and stuff like that, then of course I might do it, and then we would do it in the dark, in a hotel, in another city that nobody can possibly know me and catch me walking out that
bitch,
motherfucker.
Well, then that's a hell motherfucking no. That is a fucking no.
So, I guess to answer your question, hell to the no.
Girl, I tell you, I've never been with a fatty. I just can't. I mean, fat guys, I don't know. It's just very rare that you meet a fat guy who smells great. I don't know. I just feel like they don't clean all their crevices and creases, and I just can't have any surprises. You know what I mean?
I mean, yes, I understand what you're saying, and it's like, you know, in this life, you're damned if you do, and you're damned if you don't. You know what
I mean?
True. Yeah.
So it's like
sometimes in life, you gotta smell the roses. Not all the roses smell clean or fresh. You just gotta take a chance and stuff. Matter of fact, we have a caller from New York. We're going to bring them in and see what the hell they're talking about.
Okay.
718-506, you're riding the wave with Chalk Mommy and Dahlia.
Hello, good evening, ladies.
Hey.
Hi.
What's going on?
Nothing. What's up?
Chilling.
I'm here just chilling, relaxing, you know, listening to some sexy chocolate radio tonight, you know.
Oh, thank you. Who is this?
This is Big Tone. This is Tone calling from Brooklyn, New York. Big Tone 76 is my Twitter handle.
Okay.
So why are you Big Tone? What's big on you?
What's big about me? Well, I'm a husky dude. That's why I'm big about. I'm about 5'11 and a half, about 3'10.
Okay.
So, I'm a big dude, you know what I'm saying? I'm proud of my weight. I hold my weight well, you know, and I love beautiful chocolate women. You know, I'm a Puerto Rican brother calling out of Brooklyn.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, shit.
Damn.
Look at her. Look, I'm going to need you to not get your seat wet.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it sounds like somebody need a tissue or something.
Oh, Spanish men are good lovers, man. Have you ever heard a Spanish man pronunciate something? How he rolls his tongue? And
yes.
Rolling his tongue on my clit.
Them R's.
Yes.
That's how you know we good at what we do when we flick that tongue when we talk to you.
Ooh. Yeah. damn.
So what's going on tonight?
I can hear that in New York all over you.
You can, huh?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
He said talk. talk.
I don't know, for some reason, anytime I speak to somebody out of town or if I go out of town, it's the first thing they say. They be like, oh, we can hear that New York. You got that hard New York accent. I'm like, I don't even notice it. I guess I'm so used to it or whatever, growing up or whatever, but. I mean, I just want to give, you know, a big shout out to y'all for doing it because we need more positive, you know, woman out here because, I mean, don't get it twisted. I'm a man. I love eye candy. I love the sexy outfit. I love when a woman is real sexy, but you could be sexy and classy at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't you know, show me titties, show me ass, but, you know, it's a way of doing everything. You know, now that it's starting
right.
to get warm, and these chicks are starting, like, out here in New York. I don't know where y'all ladies are based at right now.
Mm-hmm.
But last week, we had some of the best weather since last summer. It was about maybe 75 degrees, 70 degrees. And these chicks out here were already letting their hair down. And I'm just like, yo, you half naked already. And it's only March.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they do that
right.
all the time. As soon as it gets to 70, 75, 80... they just stripping naked. I'm like, you could be sexy, but you got to leave yourself for the imagination. I'm a guy that I like to use my imagination.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have fetishes and all that, you know. And
What's your fetishes?
I have a panty fetish.
Panty?
Boy shorts?
Lace boy shorts, if that corrects me on.
I got on some right now.
Right, me too.
Really?
Victoria's Secret.
Ooh, what color are y'all wearing?
Red.
Teal, or bluish green, some shit. I don't know. I got
foam.
In my cup.
Wow, that's what's up, though. So have you ladies ever been to New York?
Yes.
I've been once.
And how was your experience the one time you've been?
I was with my theater class. I'm a square when it comes to certain things. We went to plays and stuff like that. I was still in high school. But it was very different. I'm from California. So, like, it was a very different atmosphere. The people were different, like, out there. People really didn't give
aggressive.
A fuck, like, what you were doing or where you were going. Like, they were kind of, like, well, this is
now,
where I gotta be, you know?
People don't care. You could be bleeding on the side of the street. Motherfuckers just walk right past you. Oh, that'll be
I right. know. I almost got hit like 5 times, and I was on the sidewalk. I just felt like I was in a newspaper because the buildings were so tall, and I didn't really see much sun.
Mm.
Like, everything
yeah.
was gray to me. I felt like I was in a newspaper. But I did love, like, some of the restaurants. In the shopping.
Okay. That's cool. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed a little bit of that. What about you, sweetheart? What was your experience with New York?
Oh, my gosh. The last time I was in New York was last year for Super Bowl. 2011. And I have fun because I have a large fan base and following in New York. So anytime I go to New York, I have a good time because, you know, they show me love, they spoil me, they pamper me, stay in hotels, eat my jerk chicken, look at Lifetime. I have yet to go out to a club there.
I love you some jerk chicken.
Man, and some rice and peas, oh my gosh, like that shit is so fucking good. Like it is so
wow.
good. And I am weird because I like to ride the subway. Like, I think that shit is so cool.
Nah, but you know what, though? Everybody that comes from out of town, that's the first thing they want to do. They want to ride the subway. They want to get the experience. I'm standing there like, why the hell you want to do that? And they be like, well, it's just the experience. It's just the experience of the New York. And that's the one of the main things you hear about New York is the subway and the
right.
traffic. And I'm just like, that's the last thing I want to be as a New York. Like, I don't know, like Times Square and all that stuff. It's cool, I guess, because I'm here every day, you know.
Yeah.
But to out of town, when I got friends that come in town, first thing they want to do is go to 42nd Street. First thing they want to do is ride the train. And I'm just like,
right.
man. I ride
and it's
the train
always, like, the underground places that are the most fun.
Yeah, that is true. Some of the best
like
clubs
hole-in-the-wall restaurants and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because
the best
they
pizza,
keep it
best
all
burgers
the way
out of a hole-in-the-wall.
They keep it gully. Like, you know, you go there, you ain't got to put no fronts. You ain't got to put on no
right.
air, anything like that. And I think for me with the subway, I just think it's so cute because, like, with your dude behind you and shit like that, I'm a freaky motherfucker. So when I go, I'm going to have a nigga with me because I'm going to fuck with him because I'm going to get his dick hard on the train and we're going to go somewhere and fuck. There's a method to
but
my
you like a crowded train to get on a crowded train to just lay the, to squeeze up against a nigga and rub your ass, wear some leggings with no panties and get on the train with all that ass.
I've been thinking about a lot of different things, but I don't know. It's just like, when I was 18, I used to have this thing about, okay, I want to go to New York. When I go to New York, I want to go to the club, I want to go shopping, and I want to find me a Puerto Rican. That's before I knew about the Dominicans, the Ecuadorians, and all that other stuff like that. And people were like, what? I'm like, yeah. Now, I fucked some Puerto Ricans from in New York, out of New York, Miami, when I lived there, whatever. And
right.
I've done the shopping and the fucking, but I have yet to go to the club. So my thing is, this year, I want to come to the Puerto Rican Day Parade, but I'm not sure when it is. Isn't it always the following?
It's always the first. It's always the first Sunday in June is the Puerto Rican Parade.
I thought so. Right after Memorial Day, right?
Right, yeah, right after Memorial Day weekend, the first Sunday in June is always the Puerto Rican Day Parade. Like, you'll always start seeing the flags. Come May 1st, you start seeing everybody driving around with their flags, putting their flags up. And right after Memorial Day, everybody come back from the fucking suck vacation. And that's what I call it. Cancun and Miami, all that shit is one big fuck fest waiting to go down. Motherfuckers go out there. You can't tell me no different. Dudes going out there. Chicks are going out there. Trust me. All that ass out there. Motherfuckers going out there to fuck. Chicks, you know, this chick going to tell me one day, we go out there to relax. We don't go out there to fuck.
We go out to relax. We just want to have fun.
No, listen. But my thing is this. I don't mind you having fun. But my thing is somebody's lying. Because when dudes
right.
go out of town, the first thing they say, yo, we fuck mad bitches. Da 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 da. Kids go out of town. Nah, I was just chilling with the girls. We was having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we drank, went back to the room. So if the girls are not fucking, then who are the guys fucking?
Exactly. And see, that's the thing. Women are just as bad as men, if not worse.
Women are just as horny as men, maybe more horny. Y'all the one with all the toys. Y'all dress all sexy. Y'all know how to flirt with a nigga when y'all want something. Men, we can't do all that. You know, when y'all want some dick, y'all know the right words to say to get in there. Come on, you ain't got to mention sex. You could just be like, yo, I'm not having a good day. Yo, I need a drink, but I don't have no liquor. Like, you got liquor? You want to give me a ride to a liquor store or something? Then next thing you know, you in a conversation. An hour later from that, you got dick in your mouth. You know what I'm saying? And it all started with, yo, I want to go get a bottle, but I ain't got no ride to the store. Something crazy like that. You know, we can't do that. So we try to make a call like, oh, let me call Keisha. You know what I'm saying? What's good, mom? What you doing? Oh, I'm just here chilling. Or what? Can I come through for a minute? Nah, I'm not feeling. My house is a mess. I ain't doing no laundry. You know, we're just pulling teeth. You know what I'm saying? But y'all, y'all come up with some of the weirdest shit. Oh, I gotta go over to my sister's house because I gotta bring her a pair of stockings. But on the way back, I'm gonna get something to eat. What you doing? You know what I'm saying? Y'all know the bullshit y'all running. Deep down inside, I'm like, yo, I'm gonna try to get a dick tonight. Somebody gotta come out tonight and give me some dick tonight. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, I mean, y'all creatures of habit. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know how to do shit. And some motherfuckers don't get it. Some of them will be sitting there like Urkel, like, hi. Yeah, it's good to see you. And then some motherfuckers are like, all right, ma. All right, we know what time it is. You know what I'm saying? You know, just get it popping or whatever. But my thing is, it's just like, it's great. It's a great thing to be, like, you know, it's just good. It's good to do stuff like that. But at the same time, like I said, you could be sexy. You can do what you got to do. You're going to get just as much attention in sweats and Air Max than
That's
you
true.
Would if you have on poom poom and a tank top. Let me tell you something. I think it's so sexy to see a woman in sweatpants or a pair of Air Max, just as it is to see a woman in a short dress and heels. Like, I love that shit. I love seeing a chick just walking on a block, just, you know, just chilling. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm a different dude. Like, you know, like, my fetishes and, like, and my ways of looking at women are just totally different. Like, I could just stand there and just look at you just walk back and forth. Like, not even like a little strip club type. Like, I like panty lines. I like to see panty lines. I want to look at you. You know what I'm saying? I want to look at you and see if I can see a panty line. I want to look at you and see if, you know, if I can see camel toe. Like, I want to look at you. You know what I'm saying? I want to see if you got any blemishes on your skin. Like, I'm all into all that. You know what I'm saying? I want to see what's up with you, what turns me on, what don't turn me on. If there's something that, you know, I want to find something that's going to turn me on, I usually do. You know, I'm a just different. I'm a different kind of man. You know, and like I said, I'm a Puerto Rican brother, and I love me some chocolate. Like,
Do you suck toes? You love?
I love toes. What do I do? I suck toes. Let me tell you something. The best orgasms come from sucking on that big toe, but you ain't hear that from me though. I made some women come the best by just sucking on that big toe. But let me ask y'all ladies a question.
Sure.
Have you ever had a guy come up to you and ask you to buy your panties off of you?
No.
I haven't had a man come up to me in person, but I actually had someone to purchase my bra and panties that I had to wear for 12 hours. And I sent them to him, and this motherfucker made a video of him sniffing and licking my panties, and he actually put them on and made a video. I was rolling.
Wow. I've actually bought a pair of panties off of a woman one time.
And what did you do with them?
I sniffed them. I played with them, you know. When I got home, it basically it was more. It wasn't so much a smell on the panty. It was more of just how it went down. Like just the fact that I was able to approach a woman and get a conversation with her and have her sell me her panties was like the cream of the top. You know what I'm saying? Like that right there made my day. You know
what?
So what happened to this woman? I mean, did you exchange phone numbers? Did y'all eventually do it? What?
We exchanged phone numbers. We stood cool. I paid her. I gave her $50 for her panties, and she took her panties off, and she gave me her panties, and we stood cool. We still friends for a while. I'd say about maybe like a year, and then we lost contact or whatever. I think. Something happened where you know how it is. You talk to somebody, and then you know, just like you don't talk to them for a while, and then they might have changed their number or whatever.
Right.
But
yeah,
I lost contact with her. Then I, you know, like she called me one day and was just telling me about some shit that went down. So it was just one of those. Like I never really heard from her again. But we still friends for about maybe like a year, and we hung out a couple of times. Nothing ever really went down. I took a panty shopping a couple of times. See, me is like I was on Twitter the other day. I don't know if you will go to my Twitter. I don't know if you follow me or whatever. But I was talking about, I said, it's not really about sex. Sometimes you just want to chill. Like, my thing is, sometimes you want a girl to come over and just watch the game with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, come through, let's go to a bar. Like, we don't always want to go to the bar without boys. To watch the game. Sometimes you want to bring a shorty to come in there and just floss. You know what I'm saying? You know, got somebody cute with me tonight. She's dressed up nice. And, you know, we just chilling, having a good time watching the ball game or whatever. You know, sometimes it's just more about just quality time. Like, I can sit there, watch TV, you know, chill. Just your company.
Right.
A lot more than, you know, 15, 20 minutes, whatever it is, because, you know, you, depending on how hot it is, they can come in 5 minutes and it's like, all right, you know, now I need a little break now. I mean, not, you know, for me, I could go to a good 2 rounds. I'll let you know quick. I'll give you a good 2 rounds. That third one, I'm going to need to watch some ESPN for a minute to get me, you know, a little energized or whatever.
To get you rejuvenated.
Yeah, rejuvenated, exactly. For real. So, do you ladies like ever take your show on the road? I mean, I know you got the internet thing going on or whatever, but...
Actually, when I'm in New York, I always tend to go up there for like 4 or 5 days at a time. So I actually do, because the first time I ever went on the road with my show was to New York, and I interviewed Freaky Zeke in Bad Trek, and I was nervous as fuck because, you know, here I am meeting Freaky and then, you know, Shrek and everything like that, and I'm hearing all these different things like, oh, Freaky see you, he gonna wanna fuck and you freaky as hell. But it just so happens that Freaky was in North Carolina flying back in because he had a restaurant down here at the time, which was like 10 minutes away from my house. And, you know, we actually got to talk on the phone and everything like that. So then that was one show. Then when I came back and for my birthday, I did a show up there. And it was like actually with a lot of artists. And it was funny because one of them was a singer. And he could actually sing. And I was like, ooh, I think you made my panties wet. And he's like, what?
Wow.
And I was like, I think you made my panties wet. So I stood up and I dropped my pants. And I had on a thong and I moved it over and I touched my pussy. And I was like, oh, yeah, you really made my pussy wet. And he's looking like, what the fuck, right? So then he's a rapper. And, you know, he's trying to be all hardcore. Yeah, I heard about you, blah, blah, blah. And I'm, like, asking him questions and everything. And so by now I'm laughing because I'm like, hey, so when you're doing a show, like, bitches don't come up to you. They don't do this. So he's sitting in the chair, and I straddle him, and I start riding him. I'm like, ooh, yeah, your dick is getting hard. Bitches don't do this to you? And he was like, I'm like, oh, you quiet now, huh? So it's like me, I just tend to be, like, out there. Like, I'm going to do what the fuck I feel. And if you're actually live in the studio with me, then anything is liable to happen.
Anything is possible. You can go from talking to jerking to sucking to intercourse, whatever the show is bringing. You know, that's the show right there, you know. That's what it's about.
And my thing is, I'm not going to fuck an artist that come on my show. I mean, I have fucked live on my show, but it wasn't an artist.
Oh, okay.
You know, the artist watch via webcam. I mean, you know.
Right.
But, it's just like, you know, this summer I plan on traveling a lot more and stuff like that. And then it's like, if a person wants to bring the show or whatever, then I send them my media kit and it has, like, the prices and all this other stuff like that. So this summer is really going to be hot, and Chocolate City is going to be doing, like, a whole lot of crazy shit, because I plan on doing a cooking show, a drink show, and...
Cooking?
You know, cooking, yeah.
Are we going to be cooking naked?
I would love to be live on that show if y'all cooking naked.
Naked
like.
With some heel chalk or nothing but an apron on, I'm all there.
I can show you how to make some pastelas and all that.
I gotta cook with some meat, Chuck.
give me something mean. That's that pork. That's that good pork right there. Or some arroz con bichuela and some arroz con pollo, rice and chicken, baby. That good white meat, you know.
Love rice and chicken.
I love rice and chicken.
In New York, because he most definitely can buy my boy shorts. Oh yeah.
Oh, you come New York, Danny girl. Yo, we could go right to Victoria's Secret. It's not a problem.
I'm actually gonna be there, and I'm gonna be there probably like May or June. I got a feeling that next week is gonna change a lot of shit for me after I drop this this mixtape. It's going to be, like, real, real crazy, so I don't know.
Wow.
So, first of all...
When you see my number up there, you can, you know, keep my number logged in or whatever. I have the BBM. I don't know who controls the BBM, but I have to. That's how I got the number and all that.
Okay, you on my BBM then. You're on my BBM.
Oh, okay.
Ping me. It should be, like, Chalk Mommy. You see my CD cover. You have to ping me.
Yeah, and definitely find us on Twitter so we can follow you. You see, I just tag along. I just tag along with her crazy ass. So whatever
right,
she does, I'm tagging along with her. You know, I'm a real dog.
My Twitter is Big Tone, the number 7, the number 6. So Big Tone 76.
Yeah, you got a t-shirt, and you're throwing up the two fingers, and you got on this red and blue New York hat and everything.
It's a Knicks hat that I'm wearing.
Oh, so what I'm going to do is go ahead and play my first song. It's called Crew Love, Drake featuring The Weeknd.
I just want to thank you, ladies, and let me tell you something. You got me real hard sitting here tonight.
Hey, how is it? I'm going to go ahead and play this song because I'm checking on my dog. So hold on, guys.
Baby, all over me. And you got that body curve. see my eyes on you.
Pull up, pull out, we get it poppin' in the parking lot. She like to do it with the lights on, no matter
never call, she know what's up. Same page, same hook, different song, same hook. Every time her nigga trippin', she on the phone with the same crook. And every time I pull up, she hit me with that same hook. Lip sight, lip right, she left her mess, but ain't get right. I'm in the middle like midnight, but only if you got that lip sight. Only if you got that wine vine, only if you got that zip tight. Only if you got that mind bomb, only if you got that zip tight. Eat that shit like wine time, joking baby, I'm zip tight. I'm used to being that one and done, but girl, you got that good one. Girl, I know how much you really want somebody. Want somebody that don't really need you. Girl, I know how much you really want somebody. Want somebody that ain't gonna keep you.
My man, and especially my dog. My dog is a fucking pit. He's 7 years old. He doesn't bother anybody. He's not aggressive unless, you know, something to somebody,
right.
Something to the family or something like that. So, you know, for that shit to happen like that, you know, you don't do nothing to my dog. Like, he's innocent. Like, even if he bites your ass, it's because you did something to him. So I have to change my dog.
Aww. Like, I love animals. Animals are fucking so innocent to me, like, I swear. I fuck with animals more than I fuck with people, honestly.
Animals, too. I love my husband for 6.5 fucking years, bastard.
Girl, I'm not gonna play with you.
I'm like, I'm just saying. Like, oh my God, girl, I'm almost ready to play with my toy. I'm almost healed. Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord. Are you talking about your toe?
Hell nah, Mother Nature. Girl.
Oh.
I have to play with my toy in a minute.
Girl, I need to buy some toys. I don't have any.
What?
Yeah, I don't have any toys. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I guess I just look at it as if I want dick, get dick. I mean, I don't know.
Nah, girl, because I think my toy is going to teach me how to squirt. Because I'm like, right? Every time I fuck myself and I bust a nut, shit is just juicy. It's just like extra juicy, juicier than
if oh my God. I mean, I'm already a squirter. So,
You're lucky. I'm trying to teach myself.
No, it's not lucky. You got to fucking
deep down in, within the coochie soul.
Within the pussy palace. Like, it can be, like, crazy just because, like, I could wet some shit up. And, I hate having to, like, come on, a wet mattress is never fun.
Better flip that bitch.
Girl, like, when I tell you, like, I get wet, like, a cup of water.
Oh, yeah, you don't have to tell me because your man did when he called in that day, the first day he called in. Like, and see, I think that's my problem because I heard that, you know, when you're about to come, you're supposed to bear down. And I'm just like, what if, you know, X mocks the spot, right? What mm-hmm. if I missed that spot and I actually pissed on somebody?
You won't. You won't. Because your piss hole is, your piss hole is like a complete, it's in a complete different area.
Man, look, I don't get
trust
it
me.
Where it is. I just feel like, you know, if I'm doing
you're
it.
Not.
Cause
you're
not. Because they say it feels like you're going to pee. You know what
it
I
does.
Mean?
It does. It feels like you're going to piss, but when you really, like, look or feel where it's coming from, because like your piss hole is like under the hood of your clit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then your sex hole is, you know, it's a good maybe an inch away from each other, and it's two complete different sensations as far as like feeling. So I mean, but for the most part, like a lot of people say it's impossible for you to piss while you're having sex. And honestly, I know this is, like, crazy, but I've tried and I can't. You really can't piss while you're having sex.
Well, see, my luck would be like, okay, Capri says you can't piss while you're having sex. And Chaka be done pissed on a motherfucker. Next thing I know, I'm going to be a subject of somebody's blog. Yo, Chaka Mommy pissed on me. That's a nasty Then I'm going to be upset.
I guess I am the fucking Google master. So Google it and see, like, I mean, I don't know. See what the fucking ratio would be of someone pissing during sex. That might make you feel
somebody
better.
Somebody else in there deep and they hit that fucking spot and fucking your bladder is full. I think, like, you know what I mean?
Girl, let me tell you. Like, pregnant sex is definitely the best sex. But, like, my bladder was ridiculous when I was pregnant. And, like, there would be times, like, I have to use the bathroom, but I'd be asleep. So I'd be too fucking lazy to wake up out of my sleep to go to the bathroom. And, of course, you know, Moza tapped me with his dick, and he'd be like, you know, I want to do it. So we do it, and I'm sitting here, like, holding my pee. Like, I couldn't hold my shit for anything, like, when I was pregnant. But for some reason, I mean, when I was doing it, you can't pee. You can't. You can't.
I'm Googling it, and I'm getting tons of different responses. So, let's see here.
I mean, at least I can. I mean, I don't know about the next person, but, like, I tried, and I couldn't.
I'm going to be a pussy.
What?
You got it.
You know what? We're not cool anymore.
Sex. You can't, but somebody else can.
Yeah, that's why I was like, I can just speak for myself, you know, and my experiences. But, I mean, I've never been one to give anybody golden showers.
Well, I mean, I ain't gonna lie. My ex asked me to piss on him, and I pissed on him. Now, would I ever kiss him and hold him tightly and caress his body after that? Fuck, nah, I'm gonna fuck how many showers he took. Because I gave you a golden shower, you nasty bastard.
You're a fucking dog. That's what you are. You're a fucking animal.
Hey.
But I love it.
Like, you got to give people what they ask for. You know what I'm saying? So, now, if somebody asked me to shit on them, would I do it? No. 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 That's just going too far. And I can't be a part of that.
Yeah. Mm-mm. That whole two girls, one cup shit ruined me.
Oh, hell no. Nah. Hell no.
That ruined me. I couldn't eat chocolate ice cream for a whole 2 days.
I'm not about to look at it. I can't do it.
You haven't seen it?
No, I've heard about it, and that's all I've done is heard about it.
Let me tell you, when I see this shit, like, I have the toughest fucking stomach, Chalk. Like,
oh.
I mean, I'm the type of person, you can talk about whatever while I'm eating, it does not fucking bother me. But when I seen this, it was gag central. And I was just like, it was so disgusting.
Mm.
I was just like, really?
Mm.
Like, I'm like, really? Like, y'all shitting any? Mm-mm. Licking the shit like it was ice cream, tongue kissing, with just exchanging shit. No. Like, really?
Mm.
Like, them bitches, I hope they fucking paid some money for that shit or something. Because
I just have a problem with that. Because, like, why in the fuck would you want to eat shit? And how much money was they paying you for that?
Just, like, but my thing is, how do you find that sexual at all? Like, shit and sex and eating shit and sex, like,
that shit just don't go.
It don't.
No matter how the fuck you try to reason it out or look at it and shit like that, it just, It just don't, No matter what the fuck, nobody could tell me otherwise. Like, oh yeah, Chop, you should really try, you should really try this. It's good for you. It's good for her.
Yeah. I have a question for, I guess, some of the guys listening or females who go both ways or whatever. When it comes to how a vagina looks as far as, I guess, sculpting, as far as, like, hair, how do you like it? Do you like it completely bald? Do you like it with a fade? Do you like a landing strip? What? How do you like your pussy to look, I guess? How do you like it to be groomed? Me personally, I like mine bald. I just go completely bald. You, Chalk?
Oh, yeah, most definitely bald.
Yeah, I do bald. I mean, you know, of course, I let it grow back a little bit, but it never gets past, you know, I guess a bald fade is what you would call it if you were at a barbershop. What you ooming?
Because I'm actually sitting up here trying to send somebody this damn mixtape cover spec, and I can't fucking do it because I don't even know what the hell it is. I don't know what the hell my mind is. I'm still thinking about these bitches eating shit out of a cup, like, literally. Like, man.
Let me just tell you, the cup was in the picture for about 2 seconds. They was putting it all on each other's chest, licking it off. And, yeah. Well, anyway, let's talk about something a little brighter than that. Let's talk about big, long, thick dicks.
And the fact that I need some in my life.
I know.
I'm gonna work on it. I have no choice. I'm gonna be all right.
At least you'll be able to play with your toys soon. Maybe I should get a toy. I really want to get a pole in my room.
A pole?
Yeah.
Do you dance?
Huh?
Do you dance?
I mean, I can. I don't usually dance for him now, but I think if I got a pole, like, I really would.
Damn.
I definitely, like, put my heels on, and he loves me in boy shorts. So, probably just some heels and some boy shorts. Swing around that pole for him.
Do you think it's possible for a guy? Can be super turned on by hairstyles. You know how, like, certain girls have their hair, like, a certain way. A guy might like it. He may have seen it on somebody else, and he liked it. You know, just like the hairstyle, not necessarily the bitch that's wearing it.
Right. Yeah, I definitely do.
I wonder how many dudes who just was like, ooh, I just want a nut in your hair. That's a fetish.
One of my coworkers said that nut actually makes your hair really soft. I've always heard the complete opposite. I heard, like, if you get nut in your hair, don't wet it. Because when that shit dries up, it's going to be hard and white.
I'm put it like this. A motherfucker nut in my hair and I wear weave. Guess what, bitch? We going to the beauty supply store, and where I couldn't get the type of Remy that I wanted, I'm going to get it that day. Courtesy of you. Keep jacking in my
head.
That happens.
Right.
I would be like, really? Like, get the fuck out of here. Like, I don't know. I just think that, you know, nut on my face is just not really good unless I'm having a massive breakout and I need you to clear up my face. But for the most part, it's like, no, I'll have to pass on that.
Yeah.
Because I just can't see it.
Well, of course you can't see it. Your eyes have to be closed.
I can't see.
I know, I'm just teasing.
No, fucking spot. No, like the facial and all that shit like that, like, no.
Yeah.
No. It's just I don't know. Just like when guys do, like, after girls suck they dig, like, they not going to kiss them. I have a really big problem with that because it's your dick. Like,
yeah. I'm not asking you to taste your own nut. I'm just asking you to kiss me. Like, you know?
For me, if a nigga is like, he can't do that, oh, trust me, you going to taste something of yours. Even if I have to be sneaky, let you come in my mouth, hold at it, and kiss, you know, like, act like I went and brushed my teeth and everything and put toothpaste all around my mouth and shit so it'll smell like, you know what I'm saying?
You are the sneaky son of a gun.
Yes, I will straight come spit that shit in your mouth. Here you go, boo-boo. Here's a present from Chalk Mommy to you, bitch!
Like, when you do shit like that, I always picture, like, a big-ass crowd coming out of nowhere clapping. That's just, like, awkward cameras just flashing every fucking where. You should really do shit like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Get in these situations, and when shit just turns out to be bad, you should just definitely seize the moment and make it a Kodak fucking moment. And blog about it.
That I agree. My thing is, I just feel like I have this fantasy, and I want to fuck my man in front of
a live studio theater.
In front of a lot of people, whether it be at a restaurant, a movie theater, a nightclub, or something.
I've always wanted to fuck in the club.
Oh. In the club?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know what? I dedicate this song to you then. Oh, wait a minute. What the fuck? Oh, no. See? That's what the hell I get. Trying to be slick. But you don't like this because it sounds like some shit that you would fucking do. Hold on, what the hell is it? Because I thought it was somewhere else. I got to look at my damn phone to see. This is why I need to be more prepared musically when I do a show.
I can never be prepared because we talk about every fucking thing.
Oh, I know. Now, this song right here, I dedicated it to you since you want to get freaky in the club.
Hey, let's get freaky in the club. Oh, it's young dog. Let's get freaky. Rip my throat. Show you look good, show you the type one, prove it time you with some late tights on. Big Tim Jones, show me you prove it, and push you 5 days, pretty fast too, freaking on the floor, get this crazy, but it kinda looks like you try to make baby. I got a shot of phone and it's gonna be a rap now, I'm back in VIP, and she's dancing on my lap, you get freaky in the club, freaky, freaky in the club, yeah, freaky in the club, freaky, freaky in the club, freaky, freaky in the club.
Baby Mel Matrix. He is Jim Jones's right hand man. It's, his best friend. He is so fucking sexy. He's tall. He's dark skinned. Got long ass dreads. Sexy ass lips. He just, woo, fucking pull triggers. This is just, woo, listen to his voice, girl. It's just,
Look at you.
Yeah, it's coming.
Hello?
Shit it on a freestyle.
Melly Matrix. Hey, Capo, what's happening, homie? Still flying high, ain't nothing changed, dog. Pull triggers on them. Pull triggers on them. Pull triggers on them. Hold the gun finger in the air if you click it on them. Pull triggers on them. Pull triggers on them. Pull triggers on them. Hold your gun finger in the air if you click it on them. The old dog of the wolf pack. Murder on the corner, posted up where the bulls at. Cool khaki shirt, true religions in the bulls hat. Got pleasant trying to stunt, but pull back. You said what? Nah, I beg your pardon.
What?
We getting money over here. You see the Aston Martin.
Yeah.
V12 whooping blood when it hits the skull. Click, I get the guns to dog. Pull triggers on them. Pull triggers on them. Pull triggers on them. Hold the gun finger in the air if you click it on them. Pull triggers on them. Pull triggers on them. Pull triggers on them. Hold the gun finger in the air if you click it on them. Prowling by the club and he plotting on
Fox.
You know he hungry and he scheming, got the rocket on him.
Kill him.
One in the head, he ain't even got the cocket on him.
Nah.
Busting the move, he ain't worried about the coppers on him.
Straight.
Black Camaro for the getaway. Give it up for the hollow, do your wig away.
Bum.
A robbery, it could turn into a homicide. I was in the booth, blood, that was my alibi.
Word.
Pull triggers on him. Pull triggers on them. Pull triggers on them. Hold the gun finger in the air if you click it on them. Pull triggers on them. Pull triggers on them. Pull triggers on them. Hold your gun finger in the air if you click it on them.
Yes. That is Neil Matrix. He is, like, so fucking sexy. I got one more song to play, and then we're going to call it a night because we have a full day tomorrow. You got a full day tomorrow, and I have, I guess I do have a full day with moving and trying not to put hands on this bitch when I go to my apartment tomorrow.
Girl, please don't. I'm going to be texting you like, please don't do it, girl. Please don't.
She don't say, I already told her, as long as that bitch don't say nothing out of the way, we good. But as soon as she says something, then it is what it is. Now, this is my right here. I ain't going to tell you what it is. I'm just waiting for you. So, the end of the song. My surprise song.
We know you like this song so much, we had to break the ends off with the remake. Compliment to the world famous DJ Paul.
I'm a rock star like Mick Jagger, and I got bars that'll fit faster. You a hot star, no bitch matter. So let me take you on a ride on the journey with the one that you call daddy, and people make you get it wet. But the time we gon' do something romantic and different, I'll take you for battle when we get on the movie day. I was thinking that we need to pick a sex tape. Since I'm thinking face deep when it's a HD. Maybe I can take you and you can take me. When I pull my age, you up to your age 3. You know that you wanna be in this movie. Don't be acting like a ripping with a friend, Jimmy. Recording you while you loving me down below. Switching the camera angle when we change positions. You can be that the didn't know I'd be on acting. I was versus a reality show. Get the camera, get the camera.
Young Dro could sing until I seen him on a video playing around, and I'm like, oh shit, this bitch can sing. I'm like, oh, his little black ass good for something. I'm trying to get him on the show. He making me mad because it's like this show, it would be like not like a normal show. It would be like a really special show because my son had a best friend that died from leukemia when he was 18 years old. And Young Dro's first album came out, and they used to listen to Young Dro all the time. And the little boy looked like Young Dro, and his name was Bo. And when Bo died, Young Dro has a song on his first album called Hear Me Cry. And that song, like, actually helped everybody deal with his passing because he didn't have any kids. His mother didn't have any children by him. He was her only child. He died a couple of weeks in 2006. You know, his dad was a donor for him. His dad was a donor for him, but he was too weak to do the transplant. So, he passed a couple of, you know, like a week or two before Christmas in like 2006. And then last year, his mother was diagnosed with a rare form of brain cancer. With surgery and chemotherapy, she beat it. So, you know, I basically wanted Dro to come on the show so he could understand what a difference he made in a little boy's last days, you know.
Yeah.
And artists need to know that. So it's kind of hard for me to get him on the show so I can tell him that. Because for me, that is something serious. I think that's why I took the Freaky so much with the bone marrow donut. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
It's like, it's crazy. It's just really, really crazy. So
wow.
I don't know. You know, shit happens, things change, and, you know, that's all I can say. You know what, we'll do a prank call tomorrow. I'll get some.
I'm ready.
I'll get some phone numbers, and then, matter of fact, we'll get on Twitter and have, because that's how I get a lot of my prank calls anyway, and tell people we're doing prank calls tomorrow, and I need them to submit people's information and everything like that so we can prank call. Because on my next R&B mixtape, I'm going to have, I'm going to use the skit from the prank call I did when I had to do, I called the dude on Friday night, and he was real thirsty. He called back in on Saturday, and it says, "Welcome to Blog Talk Radio." You know, press one to listen, you know, reach the host or whatever. So,
right.
So he just, he was just a retard, and he fucked around there and told me he never had phone sex before, and he was at home alone. Girl, I had this nigga jacking his dick live on the air, and I was I have this thing, like, when you're about to come, I need you to say burr. So every time he was playing with himself, he was just like, burr, burr. So when he came, girl, it sounded like he was choking a chicken. And he was like,
that nigga was burr. Oh, fuck yeah, burr.
You're so stupid,
what? So, actually, you know, I had to give it to him. I had to do it. In fact, you know what? Oh, my. So, people can, like, understand and get a feel for it or whatever. This is it, and then I stop it. I'm getting the hell alone somewhere. What the hell? So, motherfuckers would be like, this bitch is fucking crazy, which I am. I call this the documented prank.
Oh, on my line. Let me see who this is. Oh, my goodness.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hey, how you doing?
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. I talked to you last night. You said you're going to call me back at 11, but you didn't call back. You must have been busy.
Oh, yeah. I sure was. I'm so sorry. I've been under the weather, so, you know, I laid down, and my girlfriend held me last night, and we just, you know, we rocked it out, and we went to sleep. So how you doing today? I must have really been on your mind for you to call me back.
Yeah, it's on my mind. I say, dang.
Oh, why am I on your mind, Daddy?
I'm like, huh? All that. Yeah, okay. So I'm like, I wish I could see. So when you coming back this week?
You know what? I might be back like in a week or two. I'm not sure because, you know, I'm very popular. So, you know, a lot of people book me and then, you know, I go where the money goes. So.
I understand that. That's what you got to do. That's where it's at.
Yeah, actually it is. Or I got to go where, you know, the freakiest person is, you know, because I'm such a freak. Like, God, like, you are ready to have me. Huh?
I want to see. I want to find out.
You want to find out? Oh, you sound so good right now. I haven't busted a nut in, like, oh, a few days, because I've been under the weather, so I haven't been feeling like myself. But you have me wanting to, do some things to myself, and I'm at work right now. This is crazy. You ever do phone sex?
No, I've never had.
What?
Haha. I don't know what it's like. I might need it.
You've never had phone sex?
No, never.
Oh, like, have you ever talked to somebody on the phone and they named your dick hard?
Well, I feel it coming up now.
Wow. Oh, that's what I like. Now, see, with phone sex, all you have to do is with your dick getting hard right there, we just talk nasty, because I'm a nasty, freaky, slutty, slutty bitch. Like, I like to do it all, you know what I mean? I like to make your dick stand up at attention.
Yeah, a little.
Really?
A little bit, yeah.
So, what? Why you, where are you at right now?
In the house.
You by yourself?
Yeah, I'm by myself, yeah.
Oh, are you sitting down on the couch?
Laying on the floor, on my TV.
Oh, you laying, oh, perfect. What you got on right now?
Shorts,
t-shirts,
and that's it.
Oh, what? Are the shorts jean shorts? Are they like basketball shorts?
Jean shorts.
Do me a favor. Since I'm laying in the bed with nothing but a black t-shirt on, why don't you take those shorts off of me?
Alright.
Yes, that's what I like. So, you got your boxers on and you got them off, too. Oh, yes. Take them off. That's what I was talking about.
Yeah. I mean, make me happy already.
Oh, make you happy already?
Yes, just make me happy already. Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
Yes, that's good. This is going to be your first time. Oh, yes.
Dang. Where are you at now? You in New York?
No, I just have a New York number.
Oh, okay. I'm loading it too. I said, well, dang. Oh, my goodness. And then I thought I had a number, and I...
Yeah, my work number, my number is forward to my work, so, you're fine. Now, how hard is your dick?
Oh, not yet, but,
it's getting there?
Yeah.
Oh, so would it help if I told you how I was going to suck it when I see you?
It might. I'll tell you, it might. I think you know.
You
I'm a virgin. I'm a virgin.
You a virgin? Oh, okay. Just picture me laying on the floor with you right now, right? And I'm laying you back on the floor, and I'm spreading your legs apart, and I'm climbing up, and I'm taking your dick, and I'm stroking it gently right now, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And... Yes, yes, yes. So now I'm kissing your chest, and now I'm sliding down to your belly button.
Oh.
And now I'm about to kiss the tip of your head like this. You like that?
Yes, yeah, I love
it. Yeah. So now your dick should be, is your dick hard right now? Okay.
Yeah,
okay, now I need to hear that it's hard, so tap it against the phone for me. Ah, yes, it's ready. It's ready. So now I need you to lay back down, and I need you to start stroking.
It's kind of like he's still slapping that shit against the phone.
Okay, so now I'm trying to explain to myself, but I'm so freaky. Like, while you're stroking your dick, I need you to make a sound effect for me, okay?
Okay.
Okay. I need you to say burr 3 times for me while you're stroking your dick. Come on, Daddy. You can do it for me.
Wow.
Yes, that's it.
Bro, he did it a fourth time, this nigga.
This
nigga's an overachiever.
You got promotion? Oh, you don't need it. I mean, you can just go ahead and keep stroking that dick. Just stroke it. See, every time you say bro, don't it make your dick get hard? It feels good, doesn't it? How close are you? Are you getting that right there? Because I'm seeing right here. Oh, it's right there. Oh, yes. This will be easy to make you pop. Yes. So now, yeah. That's right. Keep doing it, Daddy. Keep doing it.
Burn.
You can just look that good, thick nut. I need you to say burn real loud. Like, you're fucking me and you're coming inside of me. But, you know, I want to come with you, but I need to hear that bar. Like, that is my shit. That's almost as good as you sucking my titty. Bar just, oh. Oh my God. Let it go. Yes. That reminds me of Keisha Cole. That song, Let It Go. Come on.
Really?
Oh.
Really? Really? If he ain't gonna love you, the right.
Oh, yeah. Say it again, Daddy. Say it.
The abominable snowman has just nutted. Really? He sounds like a walrus.
I need to clean myself up before my supervisor comes back in here. Look, it's like 2:45 now. I'm gonna call you at 5:00. Okay. Get off work and I can finish this. Oh yes. Ballistic nut. Oh yes.
Ooh, I don't know how you know. All right.
Wow. OMG. This makeup was
Now see, oh my god, girl, that's one of them fucking questions. I actually didn't think he was like gonna do it, but then you know that burn, he was just like burn.
Oh my god, I would have been dying. You did not break character. That is hilarious.
You never heard the one where I made the little boy cry?
What? No.
Really?
A little boy cry?
Well, he wasn't little. He was like 18.
Mm-hmm.
I made him cry. I acted like I was Gucci Mane's manager. He was submitted for a contest and he won a free verse with Gucci. He was going to be in the studio with Big Booty Hoes. And he started,
oh my God,
like, getting all happy, calling his mama. And then he was like, I'm so happy I could cry. And then he started crying.
Chuck, oh my God, you are evil. That's so sad.
What? His best friend set him up. It wasn't me.
Girl. You ruined that boy's hopes and dreams. He's living under a bridge now. Gave up all hope.
Listen, I had to do with that. That was not my fault.
It was all you're doing.
No, his best friend. And then the guy that's going to be on Tuesday, he talked me into it. And I mean,
SB, right?
Yeah, if you think that's evil, I called a deacon of a church, right? And
well, oh, wow.
And it's like he was selling this thing called living water. And, you know, I was telling him that I needed to be cleansed and could him and his preacher lay hands on me and get this demon, exorcise this demon up out of me. And then I was like, is it fornication if you masturbate with a toy? And this guy went from telling me I needed Jesus to asking me when was I going to be back in town.
Oh, my God. I'm not playing on it. Mm-mm, girl.
But the thing is, like, when I'm doing my prank calls, like, I am so, like, I don't never laugh. Like, I want to, but I can't.
Because you just be so serious, yeah.
Well, natural for me or whatever. Just
yes.
Like, so with the DJ, I asked him, you know, like, has he ever came from coming? Is he a silent comer or whatever? He started laughing.
I listened to that one, and I was cracking up talking about, can you eat pussy and scratch at the same time?
And
I was just rolling. I'm pretty sure I can.
But, I mean, my thing is, it's like, men are easy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Like, this is, I don't do anything, you know, I don't do anything detrimental to them or anything like that, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
It's like, I prank call a CarMax car salesman. I told him that, you know, I wanted to come buy a Mustang, I wanted to be a stick, and I was also going to be in town for a porno movie, and I was doing a dick sucking scene, and could I suck his dick to practice, because he would tell me that, if it was good or not because I was being paid or whatever. And, you know, he was, like, all down for it or whatever. And then next thing I know, he's just like, what's your name? And I'm like, Vanessa. He said, Vanessa what? I'm like, Vanessa Swallows.
Oh, my God. Your poor name?
Yes. So it's just like, it's just like, I don't
Vanessa know. Gurgle.
Huh?
I said, Vanessa Gurgle.
Yeah, like, that was just like the first thing that came to mind. And he went to work the next day. He kept looking for me. And he was telling his friends about me and shit like that. Because his coworker set him up.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, so it's like my prank calls are like freestyles. Like, I don't rehearse. They're not planned or anything like that.
Those are the best ones.
That just happened. So I couldn't help it. I couldn't help it. It was just like, I don't know. It was just something that happened.
Wow.
Yeah, so, you know, I'll get it together sooner or later. It's fucking 12:30. I need to go to bed because I have to get my shit tomorrow and hope, like, I don't get a charge so I can be on the show tomorrow night.
Yes.
So, it's going to be quite interesting. So, we're going to be back tomorrow from 8 to 10. I'm going to be blasting this shit and do my little prank calls. So, we're going to break you in, and you can't laugh. Like, no matter how thirsty the motherfucker is, you cannot laugh.
Okay. I definitely do want to give it a try, though. I think I got this.
Yeah, I mean, it's fun. I think my biggest one is when I called this guy. He was in TGI Fridays, and he was drunk at the bar. I made him go in the bathroom and play with his dick. That shit was hilarious.
Oh, my God. Girl, yes, I am excited tomorrow. So definitely get some scenarios and shit from people, and we're going to make it happen tomorrow.
Yes, I'm going to get on Twitter and start hitting people up and telling them we're doing prank calls and, you know, make sure they call in and give us some victims and stuff like that. And it's going to be quite interesting. I figure,
cool.
Like, DJs are easier because they're so fucking thirsty. And so, you know, with me having the mixtape shit going on, it's going to be a lot easier. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Well, you just tell me what it is, make the rules, and I'm down.
I sure will. So roll hard. Come back into the chat room tomorrow from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we're going to make it fun because this was just an unexpected show tonight. So you will have fun tomorrow. You will laugh. And I'm not mean. I'm not horrid. I'm very nice with a dark sense of humor for prank.
I'm over here looking like you're not what? What? You're all of that. But that's what makes us love you.
No, I'm a sweet, innocent country girl.
Right.
With the
in your dreams.
Eyes.
And then when you wake up, you're Chalk Mommy.
You know what? I think if I sucked some dick and swallowed, I would be all right.
That always makes my day great.
That I need a protein shake.
Hey, I have a question. Is it true that if a guy eats pussy, it makes his mustache grow?
His mustache?
Huh?
Oh,
if a guy...
Yeah,
I don't know. I call it fertilizer. So if you want a mustache...
Oh, I grow hard, you know.
What? This girl. We gotta go. This show is finna get crazy because we both tired as hell.
And I'm not gonna be able to sleep good tonight. So, I don't know. I've been drinking Absolute. So, I might be all right. I might need to go make me some chocolate chip cookies and whatnot. But I'm about to get on this shit and blast the mixtape cover. Because that bitch is going to drop next week. I should have everything done by Monday, which means I can drop it on Tuesday or Wednesday at midnight.
Good shit.
Or afternoon. I do it in the afternoon because everybody would be waiting for it and everything like that. So, Miss Dahlia, thank you for calling in and riding the chocolate wave. You are like one of the best co-hosts that I have.
Aw, thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. And if you're not too tired, I'm on Twitter. I'm going to be on there for about 30 minutes, and then I'm going to take a shower, and then I'm going to wake up.
Okay.
Okay, so everybody have a good night. Don't forget to join in on tomorrow night from 8 to 10. And again, Phoenix Media Entertainment is your one stop for all your graphic needs, whether it be flyers, websites, business cards, video edits, photography edits. He's responsible for my Ride in the Chocolate Wave Volume 1 mixtape promo cover and the actual cover. So make sure you follow him at Dick Cannon XXX and make sure to tell him that you heard this on Chocolate City Radio and you'll get a 20% discount. So make sure you hit him up. Again, that's Phoenix Media Entertainment, but he's also on Twitter as Dick Cannon XXX. So follow him, tell him you heard about him on through Chalk Mommy for your 20% discount. And we're going to get off the air. We will see you tomorrow night and from 8 to 10. So you guys have a good night. Dahlia, good night, Mommy.
Good night.